evening. Welcome to Football Extra. It's Group B tonight. Someone else will be going home from the European Championships 2016. Who will it be? Well, the big news this evening is that Roy Hodgson has made some changes. How many changes? I will tell you in just a second. But this was the England team arriving a short while ago, and a number of these players that you're seeing here will be missing out of the starting lineup tonight. One or two that you wouldn't expect will be in the starting lineup tonight. But it's big, big news for England and England fans. Slovakia, on the other hand, as they arrived a short while ago, have indicated that there will be no changes to their side that takes on England. And all eyes, of course, will be on this Mohican, Marek Hamšík. Can he do some damage against the English in Saint-Étienne, a place that holds bad memories for the England team dating back to 1998? This is where it gets interesting, because this is how Group B stands. A little bit different to Group A from last night that we witnessed, of course. All of this can change come the end of the evening, and probably will change. The permutations are win, I think. In summary, win and win at all costs, and you've got a chance. We're nervous, aren't we, Robbie? And we are not only nervous, but we're in a state of shock looking at the team in front of us this evening. Shock, I think, is probably the best way to put it, isn't it?
I mean, that's really the only reason I can see. I think if England were, you know, needing to win, I don't think he makes the changes. You know, we see the two fullbacks a change, you know, Wilshere, Henderson, and obviously the two men that we wanted to start, you know, from the off, you know, Sturridge and Vardy. I'm not sure whether it's ideal, you know, changing the defenders. We seen it last night with who played last night?
France.
Obviously made a few changes, didn't he? But kept the same back four.
But France were on 6 points.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, because he can make the changes. Yeah. But the back four stays the same because he wants
them to be comfortable. The continuity.
So we've made a few. And look, we're not saying these players are bad by any means, but you're after that confidence and that, you know, solidarity to take it into the next game.